I'm joined by Hossam Bagat in Cairo, who was at the March of Coptic Christians on Sunday. And you arrived during the violence. What did you see?
I first was alerted of the incident from the state television. We were told that Coptic demonstrators blocked traffic and started pelting stones and attacking. And later we were told that they even shot at army officers. Colleagues from my organization, the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, had already been on the scene. And started calling me to alert me that there was a large number of fatalities. By the time I arrived, most of the killings through shootings and through armored vehicles of the armed forces running over protesters had already happened, but there was still clashes between the military police and those from one side, as well as some Muslim inhabitants that were seemingly instigated by the state television coverage to come out and defend Egypt's army, as that's what was being said on state TV. They were firing tear gas excessively at us, and both sides were also pelting stones at each other. And at different points, there were some clashes between Muslims and Christians on the scene, using batons and iron pipes, and at least in one case, swords. I then left the scene and went to a nearby hospital, the Coptic Hospital, where we were told that most of the bodies of those killed had been sent. We were given access to the morgue of the hospital, and we counted 17 bodies. Many of them were uncovered and clearly showed that the victims had been run over by vehicles. Some of them were missing body parts or had clearly been deformed as a result.
Given that you arrived after the violence had started, was there any way of telling who was sort of instigating it? Because you said both sides were throwing stones.
We've been collecting testimonies from eyewitnesses since the beginning of the peaceful march at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it appears that the march was peaceful until it arrived at Maspero outside the building of the Egyptian Radio and TV Union. At that point, the numbers were too large compared to previous demonstrations, and the military police guarding the building of the state TV started using violence and beating protesters to disperse the crowds, as they had done on many occasions before, most recently 3 days before that ugly Sunday against also Christian protesters. This time, because the numbers were very large, and the protesters were angered by the previous violent repression of their peaceful protests, they responded by throwing stones at the military police. And then it appears that at some point the armored vehicles of the army started to deliberately chase protesters to disperse them, and running over a number of them. And this was shown live on a number of news channels, including the state TV, where we see the cars and the vehicles of the army running over many of those protesters. At that point, the protesters responded by attacking two of those armored vehicles and setting them on fire, as far as we can tell from the footage we received and the eyewitness testimonies we collected. And that's when we believe the army started shooting live ammunition at protesters. Many of them were killed as a result, and we have obtained at least one death certificate and medical report of one activist, Mina Daniel, which clearly shows he received a fatal gun wound that penetrated his upper chest and exited from his lower back, again corresponding with the fact that most of the shooting happened from the top of armored vehicles.
And what is your organization going to do with the information you've collected?
We're still continuing to collect other testimonies, and we're going to issue the results of this independent investigation. But obviously, our ability to summon witnesses and collect evidence is limited by the fact that we are a non-governmental organization. But we also don't believe that an investigation initiated by the Army is going to be adequate, because the Army has a dismal record of investigating abuses by its own elements since the revolution started in January, but also because the Army should not be entrusted with investigating itself. We believe that that the truth will only emerge if an independent, impartial, and credible investigation is conducted. And we believe that the Army should step forward and immediately announce the names and ranks of the Army officers that were driving those armored vehicles that ran over protesters and killed many of them, as well as the name and rank of the officer who was leading this operation and the officer who gave the orders to use such brutality in the face of a peaceful protest.